More turmoil in the Green Party today with the shock announcement this morning that the Green MP Darlene Tana has been suspended. This follows allegations of migrant exploitation involving her husband's business. RNZ's political editor is Jo Moyer. Morena Jo, thanks for your time.
Good morning, Catherine.
So look, just try to work back through what the Greens knew when and the reasons they're giving for only doing this or making this public now. Where are you getting to in adding that up?
Well, it's not a great timeline for the Greens at the moment, that's for sure. What we do know is that on February 1, the Greens were told about a first allegation around migrant exploitation, allegations in regards to Darlene Tana and her husband, Christian Hoff Nielsen. We then know that there was a second allegation made on February the 9th. Now, the Greens co-leaders, Chloe Swarbrick and Marama Davidson, have both done interviews this morning and have said that those were the timelines there. Somewhere in between all of that, and this is a little bit grey, we understand that Darlene Tana was stood down from her small business portfolio. Nothing was done around publicly notifying that this was happening or what had led to that in terms of any allegations. It was a decision made by the Green Party and was kept quiet. We then know that on February the 14th, Darlene Tana made her maiden speech. Now, in that maiden speech in the House, she talked about her small business background and experience. And then we get to March the 14th, of course, yesterday, when the Green Party received some new information that shed light on whether Darlene had actually known more and had not passed on information that was critical, and that was when a decision was made by the Green Party to suspend her.
Known more about what?
Very good question. And of course, the Green Party co-leaders are now in this situation where they are providing very little information about the allegations and anything that Darlene Tana or her husband may or may not have said or confirmed in this instance, because of course they have launched an investigation. They have got an independent lawyer who is looking at this and looking at the claims and allegations that have been made. Separate to that, of course, you have the ERA who are doing their own investigations as well. And while all of that is going on, the Green Party co-leaders are reluctant to talk about anything. Chloe Swarbrick this morning is even refusing to say whether Darlene Tana has actually denied the allegations that have been made against her. Marama Davidson with Corin Dan on Morning Report this morning, of course, also very reluctant, because she wants to see this fair and just process take place, to actually shed any light on what is going on behind the scenes here.
Basically, have they been forced out because, again, a media organisation was on to a problem?
Well, on the face of it, that's what it looks like. And of course, that then brings up all over again what happened with the Gulruz Gardaman situation. Of course, former MP, she has been in court this week around those shoplifting charges. There was a lot of criticism at the Green Party at the start of this year about how much the information they knew when and not releasing that into the public. And then, of course, media reports started to surface, and then they were on the back foot and they had to start to scramble. Now, you would have thought that there might have been some lessons learned from the handling of that process and the way that the Green Party staffers and MPs dealt with that. This feels eerily similar to that and begs the question, will have any lessons been learned about how to deal with these processes?
Beyond that, Jo, the Gulruz Gardaman story was very much still in the media right about the time that it sounds like the party became aware of this second issue involving another MP, an allegation, understood. So at that time were the allegations against their other MP. There's actually very little difference in time between them. It was certainly still a news story. So, you know, you're left wondering in some ways whether it was a case of we'll wait as long as we can. On the other hand, do you accept their argument that this is about allowing a fair process to unfold? Can they make that argument?
Yeah, look, I mean, you're right. We're talking about a short space of time here where a lot of things were happening, and the Green Party co-leaders and Chief of Staff and Chief Press Set probably felt like they were more firefighters than their actual jobs, trying to put one fire out here and another one happening over there. So they would have been scrambling very much. I think on your second point, though, yes, there will be some people, and I suspect there will be people within the Green Party and its support base who will say, well, actually, there should be a fair process on this. And, you know, these are allegations, mediation apparently is going to take place with the ERA, and that needs to kind of play out. But in saying that, there is also the political side of this. And, you know, the Green Party is well aware how these things roll. They're well aware that there is transparency issues. And when you are an MP, you do have to be upfront with the public. And there is an expectation from the public that any sort of issues surrounding MPs of this nature, particularly given the seriousness of it, that they are shared and they come to light. And the minute that things try and get hidden, as we know, eventually, the media does find out, usually from the other party, which has been the case here with the complainants coming forward to media. And the situation is so much harder to control and so much harder to actually, I guess, justify your decisions after the fact.
All right. You'll keep us posted, I'm sure. Thank you again for your time. Jo Moir is RNZ's political editor.